And now, item number 9.
Item number 9 is from the Director, Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture, seeking authorization to negotiate a lease agreement with AT&T for the placement of a telecommunications tower in Veterans Park.
And Mr. Birch, you will be presenting on this?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Please proceed.
Mr. Kevin Merrick, members of the committee, we were, this item was before you, in July, and we had the opportunity to go to LDAC since then at the end of August to get their input. This collaborative project allows us to take a restroom shelter building at Veterans Park and review for a restroom upgrade. During the entire process, discovered that there was also structural roof failure, roof problems, and facade problems, which by the time you added up the total construction value of the model,
thank you.
Near the replacement value of the structure. Timing was interesting, and I would say fantastic as we were approached by AT&T. Look at the opportunity for a cell communications tower along the lakefront. To improve the ability to communicate on the lakefront is imperative for our staff as well as the security and safety along the lakefront. It's currently an area that does not serve well. People have complained about the public. In the discussions with the director and the representatives of AT&T, we had the opportunity to identify a great partnership whereby we would get a restroom shelter building to help better serve our customers and especially Veterans Park. The proposed structure would have a double wing shelter building focusing on the views of the lake. The two restrooms would help support not only the special events that we have at the lakefront, but the ability to rent this facility for revenue and users. And we could rent it to one large group, or we could rent it to small groups by having a double wing shelter. We also have an area for a small section serving area, not a whole kitchen, but a section serving area to allow large groups to come in and bring their electrical appliances, such as Nest phones and servers, to help support the picnic activity at the lakefront. As part of the building, as part of the cell tower, is equipment storage, which if you note on the floor plan, this is the first page in the handout, there's an area for AT&T's proposed equipment up to about 600 feet, which also would allow for the ability to have additional providers. The second page of the handout is the information from Saber Poles, and I was pleased to see that we would have about a 10-foot by 10-foot concrete area. That's just the base area of the pole. But the pole itself is designed to be one of the skinniest ones that we ever seen. And it's 28 inches at the top. And depending on our final soil investigations, it could be as far as 28 inches at the base. So that's about this big. And if we want the ability to have the skinniest thing we've ever seen at the pole, according to AT&T, any of the two or four providers, that is would be an amazing feat and provide much needed service. The tower is not just a freestanding pole. We have the ability to have some nautical play. With the proximity to the marina and the fact that we're near that near the water, a little over 300 feet from the water, it would add a nautical image to this facility. The building is proposed to be constructed of decorative block and made of stone accents. The roof would be a heavy duty roof, either heavy duty shingle, asphalt shingle, or a standing seam metal roof. So the detail of the building would be fitting with prominence on the lakefront. The parking lot that we have there supports it. The green space that we have around the proposed building supports it. And the walkway should be modified slightly to make the new connections to the double wing shelter. Are there any questions that you
have? In the ensuing past few days since we initially discussed this, Mr. Bultman has discovered something of an obstacle that I'd like him to enlighten the committee regarding.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. The county entered into an agreement with with a company that's now called SBA that is a management agreement that manages these cell phone towers that are throughout the country. And that agreement was initially, I think it was for 5 years with 17 years with options up to another 17 years. That agreement is in full force in effect and is administered by the Department of Public Works. And I was aware of the agreement, asked for a copy of it from the Department of Public Works, and it had not had much time. I just got it on Thursday to review it. But it does require us to coordinate this agreement with that agreement, and for that reason, I would recommend that it be referred to staff. That would include the public works staff, the park staff, and county board staff, and to the extent we'll need any advice from Corp Counsel, we'll ask for it when we need it. So I would recommend that the committee review that. Now, my comments are relating to the legal and economic issues involved in this contract and the proposal. With respect to the aesthetics, this committee would, or this group of people would not be overly concerned with that. That would be a separate question for other people to comment on it. But I do think that because of this contract, we have an obligation under that contract to have it reviewed and coordinated with that contract, and we need some time to do that. I do think we could report back in another month, but it may take 2 months. But we would not be asking for that to delay it, but rather to put it all together.
Supervisor Dimitrievic.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I will make that referral to Department of Public Works, Parks Department, Corporation Council, and County Board staff.
That's correct.
Thank you, Mr. Bellman. And I also have some other questions, too. Being a member of the Lakefront Development Advisory Commission, I'm not going to make the motion, but it did seem that this would fall under their purview, Mr. Chairman.
And they did review it, and they did essentially approve it. At their most recent meeting. There is a significant public safety issue here in the inability to transmit up over the bluff, emergency vehicles, that kind of thing. That, of course, is doing battle with the aesthetic arguments that aren't only raised in this case, but I noted in the Now magazine report that there was going to be an attempt to disguise a 150-foot cell tower as a pine tree, which I found an intriguing and ingenious solution. It must be of the Sequoia family of pines, to say the least. But I think where we are now at this juncture, we have to resolve this question, I think, before we can reasonably proceed. And I'm sure AT&T is going to be very interested in understanding more about the complications that have been raised. So the motion before us is the referral in question.
Mm-hmm.
Please continue.
Thank you so much. And another question I have, and it'll be after the referral, is will the final lease, hoping that things would work out, come back to this committee, Mr. Chairman? Yes. Okay.
That is my understanding. Yeah.
And then lastly, I too am going to have to weigh those concerns. I wish there was a better place on the lakefront. I mean, I don't know how the whole science works out. I don't know if you could move a little further north or south, but it's just, wow, it's right there. The location I'm a little nervous about. Obviously, we want the funding. It's a large amount of money. It looked like over $500,000 that I read in the resolution, right? I want to find a way to work, but I frequent the lakefront so much that I do know that there is very little cell phone service around the lakefront, and if we're trying to promote it, so this committee will be charged with finding that balance. But at first glance, I do have a little bit of a concern. It's very tall. It is very tall. I don't know if does it need to be that tall, because my problem is once something's there, it's almost there, forever. I mean, isn't that what we're negotiating here? That's a long time. I'm going to remain open-minded, but I do have some concerns, and I also like the partnership with AT&T for much-needed rehabs in that area. So we'll see what happens. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
And we will approach those concerns when we entertain this following the examination of our blip. Are there further questions by committee members? The motion before us is to refer. Hearing none, please call the roll.
Haas.
Aye.
Cesar.
Aye.
D. Dmitrievich.
Aye.
Jurcik.
Aye.
Filippo.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman.
Aye.
7-0, this item is referred.
And finally, number to thank you, Mr. Birch. Number